This young lady right here. All right, this young lady right here. She's still enjoying her summer. When do you go back to school?
I'm gonna hold it.
I go back to school September 3rd.
September 3rd, okay. What's your name?
Julia Hall from Malden, Massachusetts.
Nice to meet you, Julia.
As I was walking in, I saw a lot of signs outside saying mean things about reforming healthcare. How do kids know what is true, and why do people want a new system that can help that help more of us?
Well, I've seen some of those signs. Let me just be specific about some things that I've been hearing lately that we just need to dispose of here. The rumor that's been circulating a lot lately is this idea that somehow the House of Representatives voted for death panels that will basically pull the plug on grandma because we've decided that it's too expensive to let her live anymore. And there are some variations on this theme. It turns out that I guess this arose out of a provision in one of the House bills that allowed Medicare to reimburse people for consultations about end-of-life care, setting up living wills, the availability of hospice, etc. So the intention of the members of Congress was to give people more information so that they could handle issues of end-of-life care when they're ready on their own terms. It wasn't forcing anybody to do anything. This is, I guess, where the rumor came from. The irony is that actually one of the chief sponsors of this bill originally was a Republican, then House member, now Senator, named Johnny Isaacson from Georgia, who very sensibly thought this is something that would expand people's options. And somehow it's gotten spun into this idea of death panels. I am not in favor of that. So just I want to clear the air here. Now, in fairness, the underlying argument, I think, has to be addressed. And that is people's concern that if we are reforming the healthcare system to make it more efficient, which I think we have to do, the concern is that somehow that will mean rationing of care, right? That somehow some government bureaucrat out there will be saying, well, you can't have this test or you can't have this procedure because some bean counter decides that this is not a good way to use our healthcare dollars. And this is a legitimate concern, so I just want to address this. We do think that systems like Medicare are very inefficient right now, but it has nothing to do at the moment with issues of benefits. The inefficiencies all come from things like paying $177 billion to insurance companies in subsidies for something called Medicare Advantage that is not competitively bid. So insurance companies basically get $177 billion of taxpayer money to provide services that Medicare already provides. And it's no better, it doesn't result in better health care for seniors. It is a giveaway of $177 billion. Now, think about what we could do with $177 billion over 10 years. I don't think that's a good use of money. I would rather spend that money on making sure that Lori can have coverage, making sure that people who don't have health insurance get some subsidies, then I would want to be subsidizing insurance companies. So another way of putting this is right now, insurance companies are rationing care. They are basically telling you what's covered and what's not. They're telling you, you know, we'll cover this drug, but we won't cover that drug. You can have this procedure or you can't have that procedure. So why is it that people would prefer having insurance companies make those decisions rather than medical experts and doctors figuring out, you know, what are good deals for care and providing that information to you as a consumer and your doctor so you can make good decisions.